questions that you have about the listing and us as well. So here's Jesse with us now to apply the new in business suite as well. Thank you, Weston.
Hi, Weston.
Oh, Westby, but okay, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, what is it?
Westby.
Okay, I was going to say, Weston is actually my nephew's name, but Westby's a cool name. I've never actually heard anyone with that name. Westby, my name's Jesse. Kind of rhymes. But how's your day going so far?
Good, Jim. I was just...
It's great. Thanks for asking.
Off guard with all this.
You said what?
How you doing?
Yeah. No, I'm
caught a little off guard, you know?
Yeah,
I had a
okay.
Phone call.
It makes sense.
But the day's been good.
Yeah, okay. We just had that available listing, Westby, so we've been calling throughout the area. I understand it's probably not something you were expecting today, but, you know, it's just something that Google has required for us to do so that we can make sure that companies are getting placement that they deserve. Your file was sent over to me. It looks like you're new in business, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty new.
Okay.
Less than a year. We just started this year. I've been working construction for years, like a good while, but I just really officially, you know, registered a business and everything this year.
Okay, awesome. Congratulations on that. That's definitely a big deal.
Thank you.
Westby, tell me about your business. How have things been going? Are you steady?
Good. Busy.
Okay.
Steady.
What have you been doing for your company that's been working for you as far as marketing goes?
Come top for the most part. And then Andrew's List, they've been calling me to sign up on that call. So I've been considering... I'm signing up on that, but with Thumbtack alone and, you know, a business card and advertising pitch, I think so.
I'm
pretty busy. But
okay.
I'm trying to hire a couple of people so I could expand, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I was telling the person from before, that, you know, it's something that I would want to do for the future. If I know the rates and stuff, you know, I could potentially...
Yeah, okay. So, Westby, you know, I don't want to mislead you, right? Like, this isn't a service that we're going to flip on a switch and flood you and overwhelm you with business, but it is really just to kind of help your business become established as well as generate more work. But, you know, I mean, here's the thing, is that at the end of the day, when people are looking for your services, they're going to Google to do that. So places like Angie and Yelp and those other directory listings, you know, that's what they are directory listings. So, I mean, you know, think about it like this, Westby. If I'm looking for a painter, right, I go to Google, I search painter, I see ads, I see the map section of Google. And then below that is going to be, it's going to say like top 25 painters on Angie's and Yelp. If I'm going through all of that to find your business, I'm probably only looking for the best price. You know, that's a lot of businesses to go through, you know, that you're not actually making a buying decision because you're just looking for the person that's going to give you the best possible price. So, I mean, what we're doing is placing your company as a top recommended option where people can call you directly and you don't have to chase down your customers or anything like that. You know, whether you get 50 calls or 500 calls, it's all the same price. We do it on a month-to-month basis. There's no contracts, no hidden fees, no extra taxes. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but any marketing you do is also a tax write-off for you. So, you know, I mean, that's also very helpful. But, I mean, you know, because you're new in business, that actually does qualify you for a new in business credit. It does reduce our pricing about 50%. So I can actually get you into a reduced rate, everything I'm looking at here, for just $249 month to month.
$249?
Yeah, uh-huh, correct. So it's like $7 a day.
And that's half off.
Yeah, normally the price of the program is $5.99 with a $299 setup fee. But I just went ahead and waived the setup fee for you and then brought that price down from $5.99 to $2.49.
And you're saying this is today only once in a lifetime type of deal?
Well, I wouldn't say once in a lifetime. I mean, you know, you definitely could attempt to try and work with potentially another SEO company, but people that are not partnered with Google are not going to be able to get you results that fast. So, industry standard.
I'm not saying necessarily partnering with a different company. So, to be transparent, you know,
yeah.
$249 is it's not bad. If I'm really getting like good jobs and stuff, but like you're
yeah,
saying, it's, to a certain extent, I would look at it as an investment. It's not
yeah
something that I'll potentially get results guaranteed right away. You know,
it's well yeah,
marketing. So
I mean, so I work here.
That is something that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry to cut you off.
So I was saying that is something that so what you were saying, sorry.
I'm so sorry, Westby. I feel awful. I sometimes I get overly excited. You know, but I mean
the best of us.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's ultimately why I work here is I believe in transparency. I mean, everything you're saying is absolutely true. You know, Google marketing, it does take a little bit of time. It's not something that happens overnight. But this is
so
a long-term...
For me,
mm-hmm.
So for me, what because like I said, I'm still pretty new. Like, I literally just put the signs on my vehicle like 2 days ago.
Okay.
Because I just bought a van about a month ago because my car stopped working, so I bought the van for the company, and now, you know, I'm finally starting to set up stuff. Like I was telling the other person before, I'm literally in the midst of creating my website and all of that. So there's been like a few unexpected expenses that I've been working around, and then I got a business card and a business credit card. So
okay.
Like I was telling them, it's something that I would want to do for the future because I know it's like when you Google, all right, best painting or remodeler, you know, on Google, if I pop up, if I'm the first one pop up, that's a beautiful thing, you know?
Yeah.
But from the time they meet me, for me, and that's why I've been working with Thumbtack for a minute.
Uh-huh.
I have all 5-star reviews, and whenever I meet a client, because they give us the opportunity to be like 3 or 4 people, sometimes it's one person just reach out to you. And you go there and meet them and give them a bit of whatever the case might be. And for the most part, whoever I meet, they end up hiring me. So,
okay.
Like, for Google to give me the opportunity to meet people, I know that I'll be able to close, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
yeah.
At the same time, it's an investment. It's something that, for me, like, right now, I got a lot going on, you know? There's a lot of stuff I'm trying to catch up on. Just because the business is new, there's a lot of stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is something that I want to do, but probably in the next couple months or something like that, where I could, you know, save up $1,000 or something, where I could be like, all right, well, this will be for Google, since I know about it now. Before, I didn't know about it. That's why I was telling the other person, you know, at least let me know the rates and stuff, because it is something that I use Google a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Google, like, I know that it's going to be a good marketing thing for me. And if we could write it off as well, that would be a beautiful thing. But at the same time, like, I won't lie to money and I don't want to with the time down this or anything. You know, it's not something that I was kind of for today.
Okay. Well, absolutely, and I completely hear what you're saying, Westby. You know, I appreciate you letting me know all of that. You know, but that it is kind of the thing that Richard was saying is, our company only works with one business per industry, per area. This is to maximize your exposure and phone calls you're getting directly. So, I mean, if we were to work with five painters or remodelers in the, you know, Vegas area, then somebody's going to be getting results and somebody's not. So, because there's only so many available spots there on that first page. And there's not a lack of work to be had. So, yes, it's an investment. It's a long-term solution for your marketing. But at the same time, we only ask you to give it at least 2 months. In the first 2 months, you should see a return on investment, you know, and this will bring the full program to fruition. But I can tell you, you know, for, let's just say.
If I sign up today, will the $250 stay at $250 going forward, or will that change within a year or something?
No, so you'd be grandfathered into that price. It would stay that as long as you're with us.
Even if I change locations?
Even if you change locations, the only thing that would ever make the price go up is if you added services. So if you wanted to do extra things, then you can do that, absolutely. But that price that I get you in it would stay that as long as you're with us.
I'd be willing to do 2 months. That's fine.
Okay. And just to kind of let you know, too, Westby, everything it does include, it's going to be the first page for up to 15 keyword phrases. We get you on sponsored Facebook ads, so these are retargeted ads. When somebody looks for your services within your service area and they go to their Facebook, your ad will be popping up there. We'll get you on mobile devices because that's different programming with different search results. So we get you on iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa, as well as Bing's first page. And then I know you said you were working on a website, but I can throw in a website for you at no additional cost. So, you know, and we do really beautiful websites.
And will you guys create the website? Or, because I have a bunch of pictures and stuff, like of work that I've done and work that and videos. And because I do have a social media presence as well, you know. It's not.
Yeah, I see that.
But
I'm getting there. So the websites we build, optimize, manage, maintain them, they're 100% Google compliant. And the great thing with our websites is in the reporting dashboard that you're given, where you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account, you can add photos, change anything you want at any given time to the website. I mean, of course, if you don't have time or you don't want to deal with it, we can take care of it for you. There's unlimited upgrades at no additional charge or, you know, changes to the website. But you absolutely have freedom to do that yourself as well.
Where's the company located?
We're in Orange County, so we're not too far. I mean, you're a drive away. In California. California.
I thought that, well, the first number that called me was from Minnesota.
Yeah, it looks like your number is a 612 number, right? It's a Minnesota number.
Yeah, I'm originally from Minnesota. That's the
okay.
Answer it. Because I don't usually answer calls. If it was from California, I wouldn't have answered.
Oh, well, so, Westby, we use what's called a VoIP system. So I'm not sure if you're familiar. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but I don't know if you remember back in the day, basically, if you called on a landline. Yeah, you call on a landline. If you called long distance, then it cost more. Well, when you're calling over the internet, it does the same thing. So we just match the area code to cut down on the cost through the internet calling. So and we make so many calls in a day that, you know, I mean, it would be a crazy amount of money if we weren't able to do that. So that's the only reason. But I mean, I'll absolutely, you know, you're going to get everything in writing. I'm going to text you over my extension and phone number and send you an email and an invoice and everything so that you have it. You will be working with your whole account management team, but I'm still always a resource for you. So if you, you know, need something escalated or whatever it may be, you can always reach me at my extension. I may not have the answer to it, but at least I'll be able to get somebody that'll get it to you. Okay. So now, Wespy, you said your name, it's spelled W-E-S-P-Y, right?
No. So my, my name is Roger Wespy. R-O-G-E-R.
Oh, Roger. Okay.
W-E-S-P-Y. Roger Wespy.
Okay. Okay. Well, so do you prefer to go to, by Wespy, though?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll call you Roger.
I just don't trust phone calls.
Oh,
scams and shit.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that.
When you heard Wesley or whatever the case might be, I'm like, all right, just let it roll. I'll see part of the conversation and get to see if it's a scam or not, because, you know, I kind of said the world been so crazy.
You know, tell me about it. I mean, that's it's probably is the hardest part of my job, you know, is, I mean, it's just there's so many people out there that are, like, with anything, you know, it's like even you open an email and it's, like, something crazy, you know, they're, like, hacking your Facebook, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's
like,
a lot of stuff.
Lied. The guy from whoever called from before, he was speaking English, still, and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's, yeah, he's eclectic. Well, he's lived a lot of different places, like England and South Africa, and so he has kind of a interesting accent. But,
okay.
So,
well, I'm originally from Belize too, you know, so, but, just.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you have an accent, but, you know, I mean, I live in California, you know, it's like California is kind of a melting pot of everything, so, you know, there's a lot of.
Definitely.
I mean, it's, like, rare to find people
like
in California.
California.
You know, I was born here, so I don't have a choice. But, you know, I would love to move to Vegas, though. I mean, it seems cheap out there. Like, houses are way cheaper than they are here.
Cheap? Oh, well, yeah. It's way cheaper than there, I guess. California is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, for rent here, it's, like, $1,000 for a room for rent. I mean, you can probably get, like, a pretty decent-sized apartment in Vegas for that, right?
Or at least, like, a studio or something,
A studio, yeah. Okay. A studio is better than a room for rent. You know? I mean, I'd rather have a studio than a room for rent for
$1,000. You could probably get the one room, too, you know? You could probably get the one room.
Yeah, depending
right.
on what part.
Because I know what we have right now would be way more in California. We have a 3-bedroom house. It's $1,800.
$1,800? Really? Wow, that's crazy. I mean, so 3-bedroom apartments here are now going for over $3,000. It's like insane. My sister's been looking for a place to live and she's looking for a 2-bedroom. And you know, it's there, like she has 2 boys, my nephews and then her husband, and they're just looking for a 2-bedroom and they can't find anything under $2,300 or like at that range. Everything is pretty much above that for a 2-bedroom. I mean, it's just rent out is just insane. It's crazy. But, you know, it's like we all figure out how to get by somehow, you know? I mean, it's, you know, I guess at the very least, I mean, our rent might be high, but they pay more than most states and wages, so that's always nice. You know, but still, you know, there's strikes going on for a reason, you know? Finally, that writer's strike ended, though. So that finally ended. That's kind of cool. You know, I like people getting paid what they should get paid. You know.
Yeah.
But so,
as long as you know your work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I mean, they, you know, they picketed for 5 months, you know, I mean, could you imagine living in LA and like not having money for rent or food or, you know, your health care for 5 months to show what you're worth? You know, I mean, I definitely respect that a lot. Yeah, there's it's definitely, there's a lot of union workers now that are standing up for their rights, and I mean, it, good for them, you know. I mean, I think that's a lot of reason why people become business owners, right? You know, because you're sick of getting paid by somebody else, and you know, somebody else making money off of your work when you could do it yourself, right?
And I swear, like, there hasn't been a person that I work for that, you know, that have paid me work for my work, not even close, for hence the reason I had to make my own.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, so, Roger, now that I know your name, what's your email?
Yeah. Let me log into my email first, I'll give it a bit.
Sure. While you do that, though, this is always the best phone number for you, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. You have a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Oh, for some of your work. Okay. Oh, that's cool.
You
guys, I like this.
It?
To what?
It's our. I say, if you guys want to manage it.
Oh well, we can't manage the YouTube, but as far as Facebook and the ads go, you can add videos and stuff to your ads. So, you know, we can take these videos, just send them in to us, and then we can put them on your ads. So, you know, at least you already have that content created.
Oh, yeah, and I got some way better ones coming.
Okay, perfect.
So we can use just rwesby100
okay.
at gmail.com.
Okay.
100.
So I'm going to send you over an email right now. So I already did text you my extension and phone number, but the email is just going to have everything included, as well as my it does have my extension in there as well, so that you have this all in writing. Now, Wesby, what is going to be the best address for you?
8055.
Okay, one second.
Palace Estate.
8055. Palace. 8055.
Estate. Palace? Mm-hmm. Estate Avenue.
Palace. Okay, got it. So now, I need to change your name in here. I'm going to want to keep on calling you Wesby. So Roger, now I'm going to just get some basics about the company. Anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. But first off, do you have any licensing or insurance?
Not as yet. We're working on insurance. Like I said, right, we're just putting everything together, to be honest.
Okay. Okay. Just
and according to, yeah, no license or anything, to be honest. I'm looking into it. I'm trying to figure out what license we need.
Well, I can tell you. Hold on, one second. Maybe this will help. Let me see. So it looks like for the area. Let me see here. So, it doesn't look
like Google. I mean, like yours that work for Google that does the same thing?
There's no other business. So there's a handful of Google partners throughout the country. You know, but I mean, we're one of the leading ones.
Region,
we've been,
no?
Yeah, well, so all the Google partners should be within so many miles of the Google headquarters in California. So that's Google actually comes into our office and trains us on their services. And then they do give us access to their algorithm. So that's how we're able to get you results much quicker. So that's, you know, that in that 30 to 45 days, like I was saying, you'd see a return on investment. But it also brings the full program to fruition. So, okay, hold on. So I'm trying to see. So at least for, like, remodeling, the licensing, it looks like it's a State B general building contractor license is what I'm seeing. Or a B2 residential and small commercial. I don't know if you're planning on doing any commercial, but at least for the remodeling side, yeah, it would be the state class B general building contractor license 0089645. So now, yeah, absolutely. Hold on, 1 second. So now, Roger, do you have a logo or do you want us to create you one?
I have one. Okay. I have a logo and I have a QR code that takes you to, like, I have a social master.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, we could, I can see where we can add that there. And what are your hours? Essentially, basically, Roger, I'm just getting some basics about your company right now, and then locking you into the position, and then I'll set you up for a client interview. So the client interview is going to be, you know, I mean, we could potentially, let me see if we could do that later today or tomorrow.
Do you guys have a department that help with taxes and shit?
Taxes, no. Unfortunately, no. But yeah, I mean, I would,
I
honestly.
ADP does, right?
So I think that ADP is only for payroll, but I could be wrong. I actually, it's funny you mentioned that because I just had a friend that was talking to me about that company. You could look into that, but I mean, I would say that your best bet is to find, you know, a good tax person that, like, somebody you want to go to every year, you know? So I would, personally,
yeah,
I would just Google it, you know? That's what I would do. You know, that's the way to go. If you need something, you know, Google it. You'll find it. You know, and I'm sure you'll find somebody good there, but. So the client interview, though, Roger, it'll be tomorrow or the next day, whatever you have more free. That phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. So that's where you'll send in, like, pictures of your work. You know, they'll start getting the account all set up, get more details about your company. So right now I'm just getting basics about the company. And then from 5 to 7 days, you'll get your reporting dashboard as well as your directory submissions. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you a Google Business Profile, as well as getting you on mobile devices.
What is the dashboard
from,
and whatchamacallit? What are those?
What is what?
What are they?
What?
You said from the dashboard and the thing after that. And
Yeah, the reporting dashboard is where you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account. So all the keywords you're listed for, you'll see your website. You'll see your Facebook ad running. You'll be able to see, where the searches are being performed from, how many clicks you're receiving on each of your listings. You'll be able to see all the analytics on the back end of your account. So we don't want you to just take our word for everything. You know, you'll be able to see it all.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So now, the best way to, or I'm sorry, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to take phone calls?
I work all day and all night.
24/7?
All day, all night.
Okay. And then the best way to, were you going to say something else? 8%. Okay, 24/7. Okay. And then now the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Phone and text.
Okay. And then now I know you have a Facebook business profile already. I see that here. And then the services you're offering, obviously you're doing painting, you know, remodeling, but what...
Connect to Instagram?
It does, yeah. Uh-huh. You can connect your Facebook to Instagram. I'm not sure exactly how to do that with a
Facebook. It's already connected. I thought Facebook owns Instagram. I thought they were one of the same parts.
They do. Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. So will there be advertising and stuff on Instagram as well?
No, so the ads that we run are strictly Facebook. So they might be coming out.
Instagram, right?
Yeah, I mean, anything that we create, any of the content, you can absolutely share that on Instagram, sure.
And the content that you guys create, you're going to share them on my page? Or where will you?
No, so it would just be the ads. So... basically, they're retargeted ads. So, Roger, when somebody looks for your services within your service area anywhere online, Facebook recognizes that person as a potential client for you. So then they run your ad on their newsfeed. So, I mean, I don't know if you've ever, like, done a search for shoes or something and then seen ads for shoes on your Facebook. Have you ever seen that? Okay, so that's what it is. So they're retargeted ads so that you can find people that are already interested in your services. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You know, it's just an extra way to get more work quicker. You know, we have the Facebook ads going within about 7 days, 7-14 days, usually on the lower end. So, and then those are generated to start helping you get work much quicker. So, now, so let's see. I have what I need here. So I am going to send you over one email here. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It's just a quick email. If you could get that sent back before your client interview, that's going to be super helpful in just speeding up the process. So I'm going to set up your client interview now, Roger. So, tomorrow is pretty open. Are you more well? And we could also do 2 to 3 today as well.
2 to 3.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Right now it's 11 o'clock there, right?
10.
Okay. So then actually the. Because I know with the time change, in some states it doesn't change. We can do it from 1 to 2. Would that be okay?
1 to 2. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, Roger, it'll be...
I'm reading the text you just sent. That's fine.
Oh, okay. So, the call will last... the call won't last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay? So it'll be from 1 to 2, okay? All right. So now, Roger, I have everything that I need here. Now, as far as billing goes, it's going to be the same address, right? The 8055? Okay. And then, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Card.
Okay.
Card.
Is it a Visa?
It is a Visa, yes.
Okay. Perfect. So, I'm almost ready for you. Okay. I am ready for that card number whenever you are.
4246.
Uh-huh.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
7926.
Mm-hmm.
6917.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0928.
And then the security code?
994.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Roger, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the 249. I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So it's, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Better Choice, Painting and Remodeling, LLC.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Roger Weston, I'm part owner.
And you're... Okay, perfect. And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now, Roger, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So part of being actively involved in your campaign, if you can... at least look over that email that I sent you before your client interview today? Yeah.
Question. My wife is part owner, and I want her to be doing most of these, you know, Google stuff and advertising and all of that, because I do most of the work, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'll be able to put her on as, you know, the person that takes care of all of this.
Like, yeah, what's her name?
Like, because I'll do the phone call later on today, because,
okay.
You know, like I said, this was all unexpected, but I'm hoping it turned out to be something like a blessing, you know, as God does.
Absolutely.
Stuff, you know? He does what he does.
Totally. What's her name, though? Is it?
To say it differently. But you could just, she'll more than likely just say test.
Test? T. Okay. And then same last name?
Yeah.
And what's the best phone number for her?
612.
Mm-hmm.
545. 72. 55.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put her as an authorized user on the account and let them know that she'll be the contact person after the client interview. So if maybe, well, because the email that I sent that I need you to be, you know, responsive to, if you can't get all of that before your client interview today, that's totally fine. They'll just mention it to you to send pictures back as soon as you can. So that just helps speed up with the process.
Three different emails. Which one should I...
So the one I'm talking about, it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Invoice is located below this email.
Yeah, if you don't have all those pictures, that's
Google
totally fine.
Profile verified, Google News Bill, tools and or equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license, insurance, business card, business registration, employee, work plate. I got most of them. I just don't have the business license and insurance. I have the LLC. EIN and all of that,
So, Roger, just send in whatever you can. So, if you don't have all of it, completely fine. But whatever you can, it'll just help speed up the process in getting you verified. So, that's just where I need, your help in being actively involved in your campaign. So, and then I do have your wife as an authorized user to be on.
Hello?
Oh,
terrible.
Yeah, now I can hear you a lot better. Oh.
No, my phone just died, so I had to turn on the speaker. I didn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, I swear, like half this conversation, I was having a super hard time hearing you. So I can hear you a lot better right now. But
you should have said something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I could hear you well enough.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was just saying, just first off, send in what you can. If you don't have everything, completely fine. This is just part of being actively involved in your campaign so that we can get things speeded up and make sure that you're getting the online presence that you need. So now just to finish the voice verification, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. So what this means, Roger, is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. But I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any question about who's calling, you can ask them this, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you just pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
The mother's maiden name or what?
City you were born in, or your first pet's
Let's
name?
Do mother's maiden name.
Okay, what was that?
Waed. W-A-D-E.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yeah.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing...
Emails
no,
are
you're
really
fine.
Hard for me. I gotta set up my email. Because like I said, the business is pretty brand new. I don't want to set up all response emails all the time because I honestly barely check back.
Okay. I'll make sure to keep a note of that.
I'm trying to set up my iPad and stuff so that all the emails from the business come to the iPad. But it's a process, you know? And then the next thing that I was wondering, I have the email that you're sending everything to, but there's also sometimes like a Gmail or I don't know what exactly it's called, but where you could do like the company name, like at Better Choice, whatever, instead of is that something that you guys do as well?
Yes, we do. It is, hold on, that costs a little bit extra, but let me find out. Hold on. So it's what it's called is Google
Workspace. A domain?
Yeah, well, so it's called Google Workspace. Let's see, so basically, hold on, let me see if I can find it. Okay, hold on. Okay, but while I'm getting a response on that, but yes, that is something that we can absolutely help you with. I'm just waiting for my boss to let me know how much it is. Usually they deal with that in the client interview. So if that is something that you're interested in, definitely make sure to ask them in your client interview.
To be completely transparent, I was signing up on GoDaddy to do the domain name and the website and all that. Like, I literally already paid them so that I could build a website, right?
Uh-huh.
I already paid them for the domain name.
Okay. Well, that's fine. If you already paid them for the domain name, then we can use that domain name. So, whatever that is.
That's all I want.
Yeah, yeah, we can absolutely use that. What is the domain name?
Shit, I don't know. Sorry. One second.
No, you're fine. Take your time.
Let me try. I gotta pull up the computer. I know.
Okay.
Can I give you the domain later? Like, can I send
yeah, that's fine. Picture? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You can do that. You can do that during your client interview, so definitely that's not a big deal. So now, just to finish this up, though, now, Roger, so now in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Well, that's I'm already doing some of that.
Does that count?
Yeah. No. So the only reason we ask this is just if you do anything and we're already doing it for you, then, you know, we just want to make sure it's not a conflict. So.
Well, for sure.
Okay, so the Google Workspace.
Yeah, I'll definitely let you guys know because, like, I'm letting you know now. I want to, if possible, to connect everything together because I want it to be on the one system, you know?
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I did find out, too, that the Google Workspace, it's a $99 setup fee, and then it's $19 a month. So would you want to go ahead and do that? Or do you just want to wait?
No.
Okay. Totally fine. Okay. So now, Roger, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of September 27th. 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment, so when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 27th of the month and the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, but can you also send them in the email?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the customer support line has been texted and emailed to you a couple of times, so that you have that there. I mean, I always just suggest it's best to save that in your phone because your account management team will always call you from that number. So, it's the 877- 635-6225. So that's all done. Yeah. So that's all done there. Now, the last thing that I need from you before you're good to go for your client interview. I know you've gotten a few text messages just now, so I'm going to send you this by itself. Hold on one second. I'm going to send you just a link to make it easier so you don't have to rifle through all these text messages. Let me know when it comes through. It's going to say local splash terms, and it's going to have your phone number.
All right. Got it. Open
okay.
Services, business profile optimization.
Yeah, so this is just everything we discussed in writing. So take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Once you're done looking that over, just scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Thank you. Okay, I confirmed it, and then it brought me to login.
Okay, that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. It'll be texted to you, the login information.
Okay.
So you can bookmark that page, or else you can go ahead and just, you know, they'll send you all that information. You don't really need to worry about it. So now, other than that, Roger, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Now, you are all set up and good to go for your client interview today at 1, between 1 and 2. So just look out for that phone number from the 877 number. Did you have any other questions at all?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I mean, your client interview is coming up here pretty shortly, so, I mean, if you think of anything, you can definitely, you know, make sure you ask it, and then, so, I mean, I'm excited for you to get your business up and running and, you know, help out with its growth, so, it's been a pleasure, Roger, and, you know, look out for that phone call in a couple hours, okay?
All right. You said, save the number as what? Support team?
You can save it, yeah, or it just says Local Splash.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Thanks a lot, Roger.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Yeah.